Hey everyone, it's Ryan here with Cardinal Aviation. Welcome to episode number 28 of the audio briefings. Thank you to everyone that sent great feedback and questions on episode 27, which was our interview with Bill Yearwood, who is the former lead investigator for the Transportation Safety Board. That was a great conversation. I'm so glad that he was able to join us. And at some point in the future here, I'll cover some of the questions that came from that interview and some of the answers that we have for them, and might bring Bill on again sometime in the future. But today what I wanted to do was share a little bit about a flight I just had. And the whole point of the audio briefings is to encourage learning and some tips when it comes to operating the aircraft, but also to share some stories. And I've got lots of stories from, you know, 20 years of flying, but there's one that happened today and it's pretty funny. And I don't know, I couldn't wait to come home and share it with you. So here it goes. So today I had a flight with a client in a Turbine 206, a Turbine Cessna 206. And he's a relatively new pilot. He has flown 172s and such and got this 206, but needs to do 50 hours of turbine transition training. So we've been out there kind of going right back to basics, right from attitudes and movements to forced approaches, working on stabilized approaches and all that. And we've seen some really good progress. And I thought today we'd go out and have some fun. So we were going to go visit three kind of outlying airports, and we're in British Columbia. So we were going to leave Pitt Meadows and go to Sechelt and then do some circuits there. Gillies Bay, which is a great spot, do some circuits there, and then go to Powell River and grab some fuel. So before we left Pitt Meadows, I wanted to make sure that Powell River had fuel. So I looked up in the directory, and sure enough, there's a company called Ocean View Helicopters, and it showed that they do sell Jet A, which is what the Turbine 206 takes. So having been around for a while and knowing better, I don't necessarily trust what the directory says. So I picked up the phone, I called Ocean View Helicopters, and a really nice lady picked up, and sure enough, she confirmed that they do have Jet A fuel and that it is an honor system. So you can pull up to the pump and grab the clipboard and write down the starting liters and the finishing liters and an email address, and they'll send you an invoice. And she said, but you got to make sure before you do it, you got to, behind the pump, there's a little rotary timer, and you got to turn on the timer to activate the pump. So we confirmed the price, confirmed fuel availability, and we're good to go. And right before I hung up, she said, well, what are you flying? I said, well, we're in a 206. And she said, okay, cool, we'll see you in a little bit. So off we went, and the client and I, we flew to Sechelt and did some circuit work there, some forced approaches, went to Gillies Bay, same thing, some circuit work, some forced approaches there. And we're climbing off of Gillies Bay, and we're through about 300 feet AGL, and I smell something burning. And it was like all I could describe it as like a fruity rubber burning smell. Like, it didn't smell electrical, it didn't smell oil, it just smelled like burning rubber and fruit. And I asked him, I said, do you smell that burn? He goes, yeah, I smell something burning. And he goes, well, maybe it's just something on the ground. And I'm like, well, I've never had this smell in this airplane, and for sure something's burning here. And so we're sitting here having this conversation, and it's kind of a learning point. Like, if you're not sure, better to be on the ground wishing you were in the air than in the air wishing you're on the ground. I said, you know what, I have control. And I just took the airplane, cranked it over to the left, and we landed back in the opposite direction. Let's just put it on the ground. So we're sitting there, both pretty puzzled, and taxi off the runway, and he's just about to shut down the engine. And I'm thinking, like, wow, my leg is warm. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, I was a pack-a-day smoker for 20 years, and about a year ago, I went over to one of these, you know, douchebag vape pens, and it's kind of my guilty pleasure now. I've got the vape pen, and it was in my pocket. And I guess what had happened was, when I put it in my pocket when we started flying, I didn't turn it off, and the seatbelt had shifted and was pressing on the buttons. And basically the coil inside this vape pen, which vaporizes the liquid, was burning itself out, and that was the burning smell. And that would explain why it was a fruity burning smell, because it was just burning the oil that's in there and burning out the coil at the same time. So anyway, that was a little bit embarrassing, but we had a good laugh over it. And you know, as silly as it is, it was a good lesson. We took off and something wasn't right. It didn't smell right. Trust your senses. And we just put it back on the ground. We found the problem and away we went. So climbing back off of Gillies Bay, now we're, you know, kind of at what is our minimum fuel for what we had said we would do for this mission. And we need to go to Powell River for gas. So we had called Ocean View Helicopters before the flight. We fly over to Powell River and land, and we pull up to the pumps. And so we're at the main apron, and there's two pumps, and one says 100 low lead and the other one says Jet A. So we pull up to the Jet A pump and out we get. And I go walking around the pump looking for that little rotary dial that the lady said we had to turn on to activate the pump, and I couldn't find it anywhere. So I grab my phone, I call Ocean View Helicopters. I said, hey, you know, we're at the pumps. I can't find this rotary dial. And they said, you're at the pumps. What pumps are you at? I said, well, the ones on the main apron. They said, oh, we don't use those pumps anymore. The jet fuel is down at the heli base, at the west end of the airport. And I'm like, okay, well, can I taxi there? They said, yeah, just hover taxi over and you can grab fuel. I said, well, I don't know how I hover taxi a Cessna 206. And then it hit me that when I called to arrange the fuel and she asked what we were flying and I said, we're in a 206, she probably thought Bell 206 because they're a helicopter company, when in fact we're in a Cessna 206. So now we've got a problem because we can't taxi to the heli base because it's kind of separated from the runway and the taxiways, and I don't have enough fuel to really get home with safe reserves. So we walked down there, and the crew at Ocean West Helicopters was amazing. They had a bunch of 50-gallon drums, and they said, well, let's just grab a 50-gallon drum, and we'll fill it up with Jet A, we'll put it in the back of the truck, and then we'll just pump it into the airplane. We'll just drive it up to the ramp. And sure enough, that's what we did, and so we threw the 50-gallon drum into the back of the truck. We filled it with Jet A, and then went and pumped it into the 206. And it was kind of a funny moment for me. It brought back a lot of memories. The last time I fueled out of a drum was in Resolute Bay Nunavut in 2006 when I was flying up north, and just the smell of the Jet A on your hands and handling the drum and setting up the pumping equipment, it brought back a lot of really kind of cool memories from flying up north. And yeah, but anyway, the crew at Ocean West so easily could have just said, you guys are idiots, you're on your own, figure it out. But instead, without hesitation, they said, you know what, we're going to help you out. And we filled up the drum, got the airplane fueled, got home, and we will fly another day. But I don't know, it's just it's a funny story of some things that happen when we're out flying. You know, despite best laid plans and best preparations, sometimes things don't go quite according to plan. And, you know, I'm having a good laugh over it now. So yeah, there's a difference between a Cessna 206 and a Bell 206. And if you have any electronics in your pocket, maybe just turn them off. But anyway, hope you guys found that a little bit entertaining. And if you want to see some pictures that I took during the flight today, including the fueling from the drum, go and check out the show notes. They're on the Cardinal Aviation website, www.cardinalaviation.ca. And if you go in the top right-hand corner, it says blog/podcast. So you can see it there. I'll post some pictures from today's flight. It really was a beautiful day on the British Columbia coast. All right, everyone. I got lots of great content coming up. I just wanted to push this one out to you today just because I was having a good laugh over it and I thought you might appreciate a little bit of lighthearted aviation fun. If you want to get a hold of us, info@cardinalaviation.ca, or visit us online, www.cardinalaviation.ca. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on Apple or Spotify and follow us on Instagram @cardinalaviation. If you're looking for some other great aviation content online, check out the Flying BC podcast with Warwick Patterson, the Learn the Finer Points podcast with Jason Miller, and my favorite YouTube channel, Flight Chops by Steve Thorne. All right, everyone, until next time, fly safely, never stop learning.